You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Pretty simple question. What's keeping you awake at night? Yeah. If we just threw that out there and you thought about it for a second, what is it that's keeping you awake at night? Sometimes it can be something that's like out of your control. Sometimes it's something that's in your control. Sometimes it's like a Stanley Cup finals that's keeping you awake.
You're not joking about that, because I posted it just a little bit ago on our social. And the amount of people that has said, you know, the question was on there, you know, what's keeping you up at night? The amount of people that said adrenaline from overtime hockey. It's like,
yeah,
people were all fired up last night. So let's say, besides hockey, anything but hockey, what's keeping you up at night?
And, you know, when we're opening up the text line on this too, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I would like to throw in a disclaimer. Our heart goes out to you if you've got something tragic that's going on and is keeping you awake. And we would love to send you a virtual hug right now. And
absolutely,
we're sorry you're going through that. We don't really want to.
No, here's an example of what we want. Know? Aaron just texted in and said mosquito bites. She's laying there in bed, all bumpy and red, and she's itching like crazy and can't go to sleep. And the deodorant trick, let me just tell you, doesn't work.
Let me ask you something about that, too, because you know, some people are more prone to mosquito bites than others.
They taste good.
Gretchen and I can walk through the woods together. She will get attacked and get 75 mosquito bites. And I maybe get one, and sometimes not at all.
She's sweet, you're salty. It's what it is.
I don't know. Are you prone to them?
They hit me every now and then. I'm not, I guess, super prone to them.
She started making her own home brew. It's like a homegrown mosquito repellent that she swears by.
Apparently it's not working.
No, that's just it. That's why she came up with it, is because she was tired of getting. I was just wondering if you were one of those that was a tasty morsel or not.
No, I don't think I am. Let me lick myself. No. things like that. So what, you're laying there in bed at night, staring at the ceiling. What's on your mind? What's going on? Multiple ladies riding in with hot flashes, too. I will just throw that out there. A lot of hot flashes be going on.
Tracy on the text line. The kids who won't do the last two assignments to finish their summer school class.
Oh, get it done, kids. What are you doing?
My husband's snoring. Sometimes I think I'm married to a bear. That's good.
Sarah wrote in and said, the stupid moths that sneak into our house and somehow dive bomb your face the entire night. There's no way in heck I could sleep with moths in the room, because they crawl in your ears and lay eggs, right?
No, they don't.
Yes, they do, or whatever hole they can get in, and they lay eggs.
Moths lay eggs in your ears?
Yeah, they get in
you. So do you sleep with, like, cotton wads?
No, I just make sure there's no moths in my room. Flying around. Like a bunch of idiots hitting the light bulbs.
somebody said, having two teenage daughters, enough said.
Okay. Yeah,
I get it. I accidentally took a laxative instead of a Tylenol.
Oh, stop. That's a joke. That's the old trick of switching your melatonin with a laxative or whatever it is.
I know, but I had to
whatever,
read it.
Anyway. That's funny. Gabby wrote in. She says, my pug, she put bug. It must be pug. My pug keeps pooping in my bedroom. He's potty trained, and I don't know why he keeps doing this. I'm up awake trying to catch him in the act. Bad pug. Yeah, that pug needs some training. These are good.
All right, so now we're opening up the phones too. People are using the text line like crazy. If you want to call, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. You know, it's sleep-deprived America. I mean, it's a sleep-deprived nation. But maybe what we've got going on here is this can be more of a like a community. So you'll find out that you're not alone.
Yeah.
And
people are all wound up.
Right. And somebody else could be like, oh my God, that's keeping me awake too. Oh my God. Kindred spirit. People really only get like 40 minutes of quality sleep or something like that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's a small amount.
It's bad, yeah.
I'm still tossing and turning. What was it? Was it Monday? I was talking about my son. He's been sleepwalking, and he walked down the stairs in the middle of the night and opened up the front door and was heading out, and it scared the crap out of us. And all week, I have just not slept at all because I'm, like, keeping one ear out for him wandering around the house. And worrying that he's going to just wander out to the park or something. So I have just had the worst sleep this week.
I mean, even, and I don't want to add to your stress, but I mean, even the whole thing about maybe it's like falling downstairs.
Exactly. Or grabbing a knife or something. Or, you know, I never know what they do when they're sleepwalking. Scary stuff. Winston wrote in on the text line. This one's pretty funny. He's losing sleep because he's got a sweaty girlfriend.
Oh, that sounds like you. Aren't you the guy who sweats
at
night?
I'm a sweater, so I could totally hook up with your girlfriend, Winston, and we'd have to buy some rubber sheets.
You know, the sweaty girlfriend, or who was it? Was it Lisa who was talking about the husband who's the bear? He snores like a bear. I mean, for all you guys, I'm telling you, separate bedrooms. Okay, I said it. Move on. Separate bedrooms.
Fan. Kevin says he's laying awake at night because of Ryan Gosling's new look as Ken in the Barbie movie. All right, haha, that's funny. Hannah says, I need to buy a new car. I really don't want to pay for one right now. Prices are stupid. It's keeping me up at night. Yeah, I get that. That's tough. Ann says, world domination. Okay, that's good. That's funny.
No name on this one. Put your name on these things, people, so we know who you are. Saying work keeps me up at night. I'm a foreman. I have to line up some of my moron crew members each day.
Just laying there thinking about the morons.
It says it's horrible because I have to get up and do it all over again tomorrow.
Time for a new gig there, dude. I like Amy's. Amy wrote in and just said costume making. And then I wrote back and said, same. Costume making. Amy, I need more details.
Yeah, what does that mean?
What does that mean? Who are you making costumes for? Oh, these are good. There's so many coming in.
303-691-1MIX. 691-1649 is another way you can reach us. Here with your boys in the morning. Today's best mix, 2K to today, here at Mix 100. Thanks for hanging out with Dom and Jeremy, your boys in the morning here at Mix 100. The conversation going on right now is looking mostly in the like a fun way of looking at this, but what is keeping you awake at night? Now, we've already said for a lot of people it's the avalanche and the adrenaline being caused by those games.
Sweaty partners, pets. Yeah.
A lot of pets, a lot of dog stuff. And then Karen wrote in on the text line and said, my stupid cat who's trying to kill me by sleeping on my face and suffocating me. But she adds, maybe he's trying to put me out of my misery because my boyfriend makes a lot of weird noises and talks a lot in his sleep.
Oh, yeah. The cat's like
getting
out of here.
Here we go again. Like I told Lisa a few minutes ago, separate rooms, separate rooms, separate rooms. You people would not be having these problems if you would just listen to me.
Or just get rid of the cat. Beth said, I'm up because my husband is a total bag of farts. All right.
Separate rooms. Separate rooms.
Stephanie said documentaries, so she must be watching these true crime docs, and she's up.
We watched another episode last night of that one called The Staircase.
Yeah, I can't watch any of that. That would keep me up.
Oh, my God.
Dan says, I keep having a weird pain in my eye. You might want to get that looked at, Dan.
Get that checked.
And then I like Lindsay's. This is kind of the cherry on top. She said, wait, let me overthink this.
God, that's the truth.
Yeah, that's the truth.
You know, that was the thing for me for the longest time is that whole monkey mind thing that you just can't shut your brain off.
Just going and going.
I think those are stages that we go through because I don't have that nearly as much as I used to. And
that's
I'm an
good.
Overthinker too. I ponder things and I just could never shut my head off.
Is there pills for that? Is there something you can take to shut the brain off?
I'm sure there are.
There's got to be something you can take.
I'm sure there are, but you know, I'm like a lot of people. It's like, I don't want to like be pumping a whole bunch of chemical stuff into my body.
Yeah, I know.
It.
But at some point when you're not sleeping at all.